Great fun. Great fun. Living in that huge house, it was like going into Wonderland, really, because all these rooms and halls and stairways and workshops, cellars. The kitchen was twice the size of this house, with all the bells hanging up from the servant days when they rang a bell, you knew who was ringing. And the manager there and his wife was Mr. and Mrs. Dimmick, and they occupied rooms on the lower floor, just inside the main entrance. And they're very nice people, very nice man, a tall, lean gentleman. His wife was a bit strict, you know, a bit of a mistress sort of thing, but never any problems at all. We got well looked after, fed well. To me, it was another world to live in. It's like suddenly being chucked from a 10-year-old into from a bungalow in Burnham Park, it was a two-bedroom affair, into Buckingham Palace. Exciting. I always remember the beautiful tiled floor. That as soon as you walked in that front door, you had all these black and white tiles all over the place, down the hallways, upstairs. And we got told off once, outside of my bedroom, there was these railings that crossed to the veranda, and they bolted onto the railings was a boar's head. Just the head of this boar, with tusks, and it had bristles on it, like the hairs. We used to pull them out. A bit of vandalism, I suppose. And we got told off because we got caught doing it once. Because this thing was getting rather bold, you know.